So, Jeff, you said that, you know, Roddy's attachment to the project was a plus for you, but, I mean, how did Roddy Piper, the person, affect your life away from wrestling?
Well, I mean, that may be an impossible answer to give, because that's how I met him, through the business. You know, my family's been around the wrestling business. Mm-hmm. Roddy's obviously been in, you know, was around it for many, many years. So I knew him, you know, I knew Roddy first as a fan before he became a friend. And just, you know, it goes without saying, he was an enormous part of taking a business that my family's been in for over 70 years, but mm-hmm. he's an enormous part about taking it into the mainstream in the early days of WrestleMania 1, 2, and 3, and just how what Roddy was all about, and just the dynamic of his persona. I hate to even call it character, his persona. That was Roddy, you know, and he came up the hard way and worked in, you know, finally settled in Oregon, but, you know, he worked in the Carolinas, worked in Florida, worked several territories, and was nothing but successful. And so I had a lot of respect from him from that point of view, of just how good he was in every area that he wrestled in the territory days.
This may be a difficult question to ask, and I'm sorry, but professional wrestling is an industry where you're constantly dealing with loss in one way or another. I mean, just this year alone, professional wrestling has been affected a lot by loss. Is that something that you ever get used to? How do you kind of deal with that? I mean, you're a lifer. You've been in this industry your entire life. Your family has. How do you kind of deal with that and still be successful?
Well, it's part of life. It's just ours is much more public. And when you know, now, here we are in 2015, in some shape, form, or fashion, Roddy Piper, or I'm sure you're alluding to a Dusty Rhodes, mm-hmm. or something like that, they've been on television for 40 years, yeah. 30 years. There's not a lot of performers in any industry, whether it's the movie industry, television industry, football, basketball. You know, there's a few guys that hang around and get to do broadcasting. Frank Gifford, you know, we just lost him, and mm-hmm. he was a guy that was a, you know, groundbreaking quarterback, and then he was Monday Night Football, and so, but, you know, when you have guys that have been on TV for so long, whether you know them or not, the public feels like, and they are, a big part of their lives from an entertainment aspect, and so it's life, but, you know, bankers and lawyers and all different shape, forms, and fashions of people in the workforce, you know, that, death is a part of life, and that's just how it is.